الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، وانک لعلی خلق عظیم۔ کانا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام احسن الناس و اجود الناس و اشجع الناس و ما ضرب علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام شئن قط بیدی ولم رات ولا خادما الا ان یجاہد فی سبیل اللہ ولم یکن علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام فاحشا ولا متفحشا ولا سخابا فی الاسواق ولا یجزی بالسیئة سیئة ولكن یعفو ویصفح۔ وکان علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام یعود المریض ویتبع الجنازۃ ویجیب دعوۃ المملوک، وکان علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام یخصف نعلہ ویخیط ثوبہ ویعمل فی بیتہ ویفلی ثوبہ ویحلب شاتہ ویخدم نفسہ۔ وکان علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام طویل الصمت۔ وقال انس رضی اللہ تعالی خدمت النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم 10 سنین فما قال لی اف ولا لمسنات ولا الا سنات۔ وقيل يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ادعو على المشركين، قال اني لم ابعث لعانا وانما بعثت رحمه، صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم۔ ماي ديئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، الحمد للہ وی آل آر مسلم، وی شوڈ بی آل دی ٹائم بی تھینکفل ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted iman to us in childhood when we were not knowing anything. And this is a great jump, and for the people who are not Muslims, really this takes too much time and too much effort. It's a very big decision for them. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put us in this imtihan. So alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala has granted us iman. And what iman is, that we are having certain beliefs and we should strictly be following those beliefs. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do ibadah. And ibadah are of different types: offering salat, keeping fasting, and paying zakah, and performing hajj at the time. And then we have to clear our معاملات, our dealings. We should have fair dealings. There should be no confusion, ابہام in this. And all things should be clear. And for those معاملات we have been guided. So we should know how to deal with other people. And then we are in society, and we have certain hukuk, and others have certain hukuk on us. We all should paying attention to hukuk of ibad and do as directed, and we should perform our farais in this regard, because every haq puts some faraz upon someone. So if a person is performing his faraz well, so it means he is taking good attention to the huquq of other people. After that, there is akhlaq. And akhlaq is covering all these things. All these things. It means seerat. And in seerat, everything is there. Because there are two things. One is surat and the other is sirat. Surat is actually about our, you can say, appearance among the people, how we appear before the people and how we look like. And sirat, how we deal with others and how we perform our actions, how we are dutiful, how we are obedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this sirat is very, very much important. So the person who has good akhlaq, it means he is best of all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed, you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are upon the noblest character. So we should think about akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we should act upon it. This is actually the best way how to perform. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about this, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. And indeed, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a good example for us to follow. So we should know what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has performed in this regard. So there are some ahadith sharifa which I have narrated, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's akhlaq have been stated. So I think I should make the translation for this first, and then we can go ahead. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best, most generous, and the bravest of all. It's narrated in Bukhari. So, really, in these two things, we know what Rasulullah was. Because he was having the best character and bravest. It means he was doing all the things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was having no fear from the others except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the two things which spoils our character is this. One is the inferiority complex. The inferiority complex. And the other is khawf from the others. So if we are having inferiority complex, so we shall be following others. And if we don't have inferiority complex, we shall be following good things. We should not be following others. We shall be knowing what thing is good, and we should follow that. And good thing is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. Because the definition of good and bad is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot say to anything thing which is good and which is not good, because we do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. What nikah is? These are only just a contract. After that, that thing becomes jais for a person, which is never jais for a person before that. So it is this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this jais and does not make this jais. So it means actually the definition of good and bad is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a person asked Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, why there are 3 rakah in Maghrib, which is odd, and all other prayers there are even. What's the philosophy in the back? Yes, of course, there are answers for this. Shahullah Rahmatullah Alayh has told about it. But actually, everyone does not understand it. So if a simple person asks this, so to this person, there is a different answer. So Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah asked him, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made your nose in your face, not in your back. Why? He said, Allah Subhanahu is made this way. So, as a Tanvi said, Allah Subhanahu has ordered this way. So, actually, this was the answer to the person of this type. So, we should not be having any question in such things in which we are not allowed to do questions. Because if it is revealed, so then it is revealed. Only thing which we can think about is whether it is revealed or not revealed. Whether it is in Quran or not in Quran, whether it is in Hadith or not in Hadith, whether it is used by a fuqaha or not. So this we can ask. And this is faqahat. But why? No longer it's allowed. There are some gentlemen, educated people, and think themselves very wise. And ask, in my opinion, this should be like this. Oh, in Sharia, this is not allowed. My opinion does not enter in this thing. Actually, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who orders. And it is tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we have to follow. In La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul, it has been said, everything should be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bas, that's all. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never lifted his hands upon anything, not upon a woman, nor a slave, except when he fought in the path of Allah. Muslim Sharif. This is another thing which should be taken under consideration. Because if a person is brave, he does not lift his hand on the weaker thing, weaker person. This is actually the symbol of braveness. He lifts his hand to the person or to the who is equal to him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very generous to all the people, and he for himself did not punish anyone or did not slap anyone. Only it was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not obscene, nor indecent, nor was the clamorous in the bazaars. He did not repay evil with evil, but instead he forgave and overlooked. Tirmizi. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was da'i, and he was bringing all the people to bow before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was his charter, and he was following this. Just like he was sleeping and a kafir entered his khaymah and looked that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sleeping, he took his sword and shouted, "Oh Muhammad, who will protect yourself from myself?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up and said, "Allah." And because of that, he shrieked, and the sword was thrown from his hand. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked that sword and said, "Who will now protect you from myself. And then after that, okay, I forgive you. And he became Muslim. So many times, at the time of Fatah of Makkah, those enemies were present before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu could order anything for them. But Rasulullah sallallahu said, La tasrib alaykum. I say this, as Yusuf alayhi salam has said. So, yes, because of that, even Hinda, who was very against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she became Muslim. And she said, your tent was the worst before me, before this, and now, alhamdulillah, it's the best before me. Yes, of course. So it means by this strategy, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has made many, many people Muslims. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam should visit the sick, attend the funeral procession of the deceased, and even accept the invitation of the slaves, Ibn Majah and Baihaqi. Because he was not having any takabbur. He was having tawazu. And these are all simple symbols of tawazu. That keeping the rights of people in mind all the time, and do not thinking himself superior to them, and for fulfilling their needs and deeds. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to mend his sandals, sew clothing, do domestic work, clean his clothing, milk his goats, and attend to his personal needs. This again, the symbol of tawazu, and not bringing his personality to the level of prestige, and doing something which is against tawazu. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remain silent for long periods of time. Actually, it is the symbol of wiseness. Because I am responsible of every word I am leaving from the mouth. Think before you leap, as the people are saying this. So we should think before we say anything, if we say anything, because we are responsible of everything what we. Rasulullah was having all the things good, but even then he has kept silent longer time. And some people said that he is like Uzun. So he was listening to the people. Today, this quality is becoming very, very much less, that we are not listening, we are just speaking. We should be more listening than speaking. Anas radiallahu ta'ala said, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 20 years. In this period, he didn't ever say, oof, a term used to express disgust, dislike, or rebuke. Nor did he ever question me saying, why have you done this? Nor did he ever say, why did you not do? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beloved of all Sahaba. And this love makes the things very easy to follow the beloved one. So therefore, he did not need to do these things. It might be allowed for some people who are not like this, but there are limitations. There are limitations. Because we should not do these things for our nafs. We should do these all things for the betterment of the person we are having this thing with them. Just like if we are teaching, so we should know that in which thing betterness is there of the of the students. So we should do that way. For example, if punishment is required in that, so we should punish, because that will clean them and make him more obedient and make him more learned. But it should not be for our nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to follow all these things and making our akhlaq as much as closer to akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For this, we should know what akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there. So, if we can follow, we can go through the book Uswa Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a very good book. So, I think we can learn in this regard. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا الْبَلَاغُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ